In anticipation for the Spirit of the Suffragette Festival that will take place this summer at Freedom Square, we'll be looking at how the history of women's suffrage has impacted the present day and what sorts of social justice work can be done to move forward. Cherokee, what kind of issues of today do you think parallel the suffragette movement?
Well, thank you for inviting me. I think that one of the big issues is birth justice, and currently I am 6 months pregnant. I just started a new job at WMHT, and because I started a new job, I won't be able to take the New York State Paid Family Leave Act, which pays for about half of your salary while you're on leave. So my maternity leave is now sort of something I have to think about, how I'm going to be able to do the things that I normally do.
Yeah, like trying to balance work and family is, I can imagine, hard.
Yeah. So one option is the Disability Act, which it pays only about $170 per week. And so for a mother living in today's modern society, it's very difficult to take care of a child or even yourself on that. Yeah, on that,
I don't think that doesn't amount. Sound like it's enough to take care of a kid.
No.
Or even yourself.
So luckily for me, I have a partner who will be supporting me. But in this time, I'm thinking about women who are maybe single mothers or who don't have other resources, family or friends who can help them, and how difficult it would be to take care of themselves and their babies.
Yeah. Definitely. So you advocate for single mothers sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What drives your passions?
So currently it's because of my current situation. But I think just supporting and empowering women in our community is really important. And knowing that not all women have the same opportunities that maybe I have or that other women have.
Yeah, definitely. What historical figure can you think of that inspires you in the work you do?
So one historical figure that really inspires me is Nina Simone. She's not completely directly related to the work that I'm currently doing, but I'm really inspired by her ability to just tell her story and be herself as she was throughout her whole life through her music, and and I also play piano, so I aspire to be like her. I'm not as good as Nina Simone, but
Do you know what kind of work she did?
So she did a lot of work through her music, through her lyrics in the civil rights movement, and you can see sort of a progression in her music and becoming more of an activist.
Yeah, that's, I love when musicians mix activism with their music.
Yeah. It's good when you can use something that you're passionate about to do good.
Yeah, a platform.
How
would you say our social rights movements have changed in relation to the suffragette movement?
So a lot of things haven't changed, unfortunately. I think that media is a big influence in how it has changed with, we see with the Me Too movement, that becoming really big on social media and other online channels. And I think that that's something that was a little difficult for the suffragettes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not having that method of communication.
It definitely, with addition of social media, it definitely opened the floodgates of like so much more voices being heard.
Definitely.
Versus just white women being heard.
That's true. That's another good point.
For those just tuning in, I'm speaking with Cherokee, the community engagement coordinator from WMHT, in honor of the Spirit of the Suffragette Festival that's taking place this summer. What qualities would you say a person needs in order to be considered a modern-day suffragette?
I think that they have to have a goal. Because I think without a goal, you're not as driven to accomplish something specific. And I think that they just need to have the passion. We know that not all the suffragettes received the support they needed, but they kept moving on towards their goal. And I think that's kind of the same definition that we can adopt today.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely needed to have passion.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself a modern suffragette?
I think I would have some more work to do to consider myself a modern day suffragette, but it's definitely something to aspire to. I definitely have goals for women and thinking about mothers in particular, but I think I could be doing more work towards that goal.
Yeah. If you were to nominate someone as a suffragette, who would you nominate and why?
So on my way to and from work, I'm always listening to podcasts, and I really love listening to different shows. But Jenna Wortham, who is a culture writer at the New York Times, is someone who I would nominate because she just has this fire and passion and is really focused on specifically lifting up Black women or women of color and non-binary women, and thinking about her position at the New York Times and how she's using that as, like you said, a platform is also really inspiring.
Yeah, that's so important. I love that.
Yeah.
Can you think of anyone you know personally who could be a suffragette in your eyes?
I would say one of my best friends, her name is Summer. She actually reminds me a lot of Jenna Wortham, but she works towards women's rights, specifically reproductive rights. And so everything that she does is really geared towards that goal.
That's great. Thank you for your time, Cherokee. For more information about this upcoming Women's Resource Fair and Summer Festival, please visit tinyurl.com/suffragettespirit. Thank you for listening to this week's piece on the spirit of the suffragettes.
Thank you.